It's 0740. Where are you? For those of you who are not familiar with military time, it's 7:40 in the morning. I'm not a morning person, as many of you know that. You could even hear it in my voice. I have to get my orange juice, I have to get my coffee. But you know what? It's 7:40 in the morning. Why am I up so early? Why? Because it's the army. You have to. We have a 8 o'clock breakfast that we get our breakfast at 8 o'clock, and then it's off to mission. Where to today? Sorry, cannot disclose at this moment because I don't even know where I'm going today or doing today. Well, I do partially. Pictures will be posted later. So it's star date 0505 2020, May 5th, 2020. This is captain's log, and I could say that because I am a captain, so I have every right to say this is the captain's log. Because, yes, for those of you who don't know, captain in a navy is equivalent to a colonel in the army. So yes, I'm a captain in the New York Guard, which is an 03. A captain in the Navy is an 06, equivalent to a colonel. So I can't say this is the colonel's log because I'm not a colonel. I am a captain. So anyway, yes, it's day 54, they say, of the quarantine or whatever day it is. I don't know, of this lockdown. And I'm finally on state active duty. I've been activated for a week to do a public affairs mission here in the Lake Ontario region, and more about that another episode. So I just wanted to say, it may not be the COVID mission, but it's still a mission, and it's an important mission, and I'm glad that I was called up, activated to work alongside the National Guard, Army National Guard, New York Naval Militia. There's no Air National Guard with us on this mission. It's a small mission right now, but important mission. And pictures will be posted later when I get some. I have a couple missions today that I have to go out and take some pictures, and also then spend time posting pictures. So this is going to be a short little posting. Just to say, hey, hi, good morning, everyone. Hope you listen to my ongoing podcasts. There will be more. Probably I'm going to try to do one a day just to talk about my experiences, without giving away too much details. Yeah, I know. One of the lessons on operational security course that we had to take was, best operational security? Say nothing. But then I had a comment of, well, that's gonna be hard kind of for a public affairs officer when you basically have to take pictures and write about it, and if you talk to the press, you've got to say things. So it's kind of hard for my role, but I don't see any press coming to this at the moment. But yeah, say nothing. But I wanted to share, my experiences with my audience, not big audience, but hopefully it'll grow to be a bigger audience, of how we don't realize that when our service members leave or deploy for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 2 months, 3 months, and then they even deploy overseas, how they go through it. And look, I'm only away for a week. And somebody said, well, that's still a deployment. You're away from home. It's not an overseas deployment. You're away from home for more than 24, 48 hours. It's a deployment. Okay. Well, I have friends of mine who are on the COVID mission for already some 45 days. And yeah, they get to go home once in a while to see family and friends, but they've been on a state active duty deployment within the state for 40 plus days. I have other friends who are deployed overseas right now. So it puts everything into perspective. And I just wanted to say, hey, good morning, internet land, everybody out there. I hope you listen to this in the future, and have a great day and stay safe, mask up, and I'll speak to you soon.